That's right! You!
Jake was confused.
Aisling fluttered through the air towards him, with her eyes narrowed, a finger in his face.
Don't you dare go after my clan daughter, mister! A man that goes after a bird in another nest is not good enough for our Tanda, champion or not. There are plenty of birds in the sky. Why would you go after one that's mated?
Jake was now extra confused, and he looked at Tanda.
I don't think I did.
Tanda got in the way of Aisling in Jake's defense.
It's not like that, Clan Mother. When I said three, four mates kinda, I was talking about her. There are two girls in there.
Tanda pointed at Bloodberry. Aisling looked skeptical but shrugged.
Uh-huh. Anyway, sorry about that, Champion Jake. You know, I hadn't realized you'd be even more handsome in person.
She stepped closer to Jake and sort of hung off his armored arm, pulling it into her chest, which Jake resisted.
Oh, so strong and sturdy, too.
Tanda looked exasperated.
Why are you flirting now? You're the very same mated woman you just complained about.